another poor return forecast for king salmon on Kodiak's Karluk River has prompted the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to restrict the sport fishing season even before it starts. Len Schwartz is the sport fish area biologist for Fish and Game in Kodiak.
The trend has been really down, and we're kind of anticipating another poor run this year. So we're going to do just what we did last year. We're going to start the season off with a non-retention fishery. So if you catch any kings, you have to immediately let them go, not even take them out of the water.
Last year's Fish and Game wound up closing the river to king fishing. And if this year's run is no better, Schwartz says he'll be forced to do it again. He says king salmon runs have been declining everywhere, but the Karluk run has shrunk to a tenth of what it once was.
So it is pretty dramatic, and we're not restricted just to the Karluk River. We've also seen a decline in the returns in the Iyakulik and across the Shelikof over there in Chignik. Their kings are also starting to dip down, too.
He says Fish and Game only counts the returning salmon and not the smolt heading out to sea, so it's impossible to tell whether the decline is happening in freshwater or salt. The king salmon that return to the Karluk system are generally 5 or 6 years old, and Schwartz says the poor runs are now into their second generation.
The brood for this 2009, when you look back at 2004, for example, we had 7,000 kings spawn that year, so that was a good escapement. So, you know, we had the potential to generate some good returns, but we're just seeing some really poor returns come back from those escapements.
And it's not just king salmon that are declining. The red salmon run on the Karluk fuels a big commercial and sport fishery, and until last year, Schwartz says the runs were strong.
And then last year, again, it was just kind of a real big shock. We actually closed the sport fishery for sockeye as well as kings because the sockeye run didn't meet the minimum escapement goal. So that was a brand new phenomenon. It hadn't happened for years and years and years.
Schwartz says the sockeye sports fishery will start with the normal bag limit this year, though Fish and Game will monitor. The emergency order for Karluk drainage kings is in effect from June 1st through July 25th, unless the run improves.